Well, a man died and goes to heaven, and St. Peter meets him at the pearly gates. And St. Peter says, this is how it works. You need 100 points to make it into heaven. You tell me all the good things you've done, and I give you a certain number of points for each of them, depending on how good it was. When you reach 100 points, you get in. Okay, the man said, I was married to the same woman for 50 years. That's wonderful, said St. Peter. That's worth 3 points. 3 points, he says. Well, I attended church all my life and supported its ministry with tithing and service. Terrific, said St. Peter. That's worth 2 points. 2 points? Wow. How about this? I started a soup kitchen in my city and worked in a shelter for homeless veterans. Fantastic, said St. Peter. That's good for 2 more points. 2 more points, the man cries. At this rate, the only way I'll get into heaven is by the grace of God. St. Peter said, exactly. Come right in. Today is the feast day of the great saints, Saints Peter and Paul, the apostles, the pillars, the foundation of our faith. The Lord founded the church upon the apostles, especially upon the work of St. Peter and St. Paul. Let's take a look for a few moments at the life of these two great saints. We know St. Peter was a fisherman born near the Sea of Galilee into the Jewish faith. He and his brother Andrew became followers of Christ. They spent 3 years with the Lord before the Lord ascended into heaven. It was to St. Peter that God revealed just who Jesus Christ was. When today's gospel took place, they had asked the Lord, the Lord asked them, who did the crowd say that I am? And of course, some said John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the prophets. But then the Lord says, who do you say that I am? And one voice rang out, the voice of our first Pope, inspired by the Holy Spirit. He said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, yes, blessed are you, Simon, son of John. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. It was my heavenly Father. And I, for my part, say, you are rock. And upon this rock I will build my church. And the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. Remember, Peter's name originally was Simon. The name which translates as a reed which can sway in the wind. But Christ changed his name to Rock, in Aramaic, Kepha. He said, you are rock, and upon this rock I will build my church. And then he says, I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Imagine that kind of authority given to our first Pope. And Peter clearly was the leader of the apostles. Whenever there's a list of the apostles, St. Peter is always listed first. In fact, his name is mentioned 195 times in the New Testament, more than all the other apostles combined. St. Peter was one of the closest friends of Christ. He and James and John got to witness the transfiguration, the raising of the daughter of Jairus from the dead, the agony in the garden. Peter had many miracles worked for him personally, such as the curing of his mother-in-law, and then the great catch of fish. Now, what's somewhat humorous is that when he cured the mother-in-law, Peter, I'm sure, was very grateful, but that did not get his attention like the catch of fish. After, because fish meant a lot to Peter, okay? And after the large catch of fish, he knelt down and said, Lord, I am a sinful man. And Christ chose him to become a fisher of men. Peter was a very lovable person, very impetuous, filled with foibles and human weaknesses. He was always saying the wrong thing, telling Jesus not to go to Jerusalem because he was going to be killed. Jesus said, that's the purpose why I came. Peter would also say, even if everybody else forsakes you, I'll never forsake you. That night, he denied Christ 3 times. So Peter was always putting his foot in his mouth, or as Bishop Sheen says, every time he opened his mouth, it was just to exchange feet. Because that's what Peter was doing, always saying the wrong things. He even denied Christ 3 times. But notice, After he realized what he had done, he realized he had committed a mortal sin, he did not despair like Judas, who went out and hung himself and committed suicide. Instead, Peter repented. Peter went out and wept bitterly, and he told the Lord he was sorry, and the Lord forgave him. So what a great example that is, to realize that your sins can be forgiven in confession. When we repent of our sins, the Lord can forgive them. And the Lord even reinstated Peter as the head of the church and said, "Feed my lambs, feed my sheep, feed my lambs." And at Pentecost, Peter, the first pope, spoke up, gave one of the greatest sermons ever given. 3,000 were converted that day at Peter's speech. Peter would then spend the rest of his life until he was martyred in the year 64 AD by Nero. Peter would spend the rest of his life traveling. He went to Antioch. He went to Rome. He was imprisoned on 4 different occasions. He wrote 2 of the letters in the New Testament. But then he was captured, and because he was the first pope, because he was not a Roman citizen, he was treated like a slave or a common criminal, and he was crucified. But as he was being crucified, he said, "I'm not worthy to die in the same way that my Lord and Savior died." And so they turned his cross upside down. That's why you see on the window of St. Peter's symbol, you see the upside down cross to remind us of his martyrdom. And you see the keys of the kingdom of heaven entrusted by Christ to Peter. When we look at St. Paul, Paul was also of the Jewish faith, but he was a very orthodox Jew. He was a Pharisee, a scholar, a teacher of the law. His Hebrew name was Saul, and he was from Tarsus. He was a tent maker by trade, and he was so zealous to persecute the Christians that he got a reputation for being the worst enemy of Christianity. He oversaw the death and stoning of St. Stephen, and he was on his way to Damascus to arrest women and children and to have them thrown into prison and be killed because they were Christians. But on the way, Jesus intervened. And he knocked Paul off his horse, he blinded him, and told him to go and meet a particular Christian and get baptized. And immediately, Paul had a conversion. He believed then that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. And then, for the next 30 years, Paul was the most zealous and amazing of all the apostles. He traveled more than any apostle. And the conversion of St. Paul was one of the greatest events in the history of the Catholic Church. The rest of his life, Paul would spend visiting the early Christian communities, writing letters. He wrote most of the New Testament letters. He tells us that he was scourged 5 times with 40 lashes. He was beaten 3 times with rods. He was stoned once, nearly to death. And he was shipwrecked 3 times. And he labored for 30 years until finally he too was arrested and he was sentenced to death, again under Nero, in the year 67 AD. And he was killed by the sword because he was a Roman citizen. He was not allowed to be crucified. And so they killed him, they beheaded him. And today his body is underneath the high altar at the Basilica of St. Paul's outside the city walls of Rome. St. Peter's bones are underneath the high altar at St. Peter's in the Vatican. So here we are, the princes of the apostles, both martyred in Rome, one by the sword, one by the cross. When you look at the window of St. Paul, you'll see the scripture is open, and it says the sword of the Spirit, because that's what the word of God is. It pierces our hearts and converts us. And then the sword, which represents the sword of his martyrdom, just as the cross represents Peter's martyrdom, the sword of Paul represents how he gave his life for Christ. I think what we can learn from St. Paul is that nobody is hopeless. Even somebody who's anti-Christian or anti-Catholic, they can be converted by the grace of God. Saul was the most fierce enemy of the Catholic Church, and yet he was converted by the grace of God. Both men were recipients of the grace of Christ. Neither were worthy, but both were chosen. Peter had his conversion after 3 years with the Lord. After he sinned, Christ forgave him, and he had his conversion. Paul was converted in the midst of trying to kill the early Christians. And both lived very saintly lives for the next 30 years of their life. They labored for Christ, ultimately giving their lives for the Lord. So we're so blessed to be part of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church founded by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ upon the apostles, especially upon these two great saints, Peter and Paul. Now I'll give you a blessing with the relics, these 2,000-year-old relics of Saints Peter and Paul. And after Mass, I'll take them to the vestibule and you can venerate them after Mass. Through the intercession of Saints Peter and Paul, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saints Peter and Paul, pray for us.